KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
20 minutes of nonstop news starts now.
Coming up on the KOMO Afternoon News.
I'm Ryan Harris with the frustration over coronavirus vaccine supply as one county tries to run mass vaccination sites.
It's 3 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger.
Amazing Grace.
A nurse whose performance of Amazing Grace while she was working at a Michigan hospital, taking part in tonight's COVID-19 memorial on the National Mall. Lori Marie Key performing in memory of the more than 400,000 Americans who were lost to the virus. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris.
Though we may be physically separated, we, the American people, are united in spirit.
The memorial, which also included a national moment of unity on the eve of the inauguration. Earlier today, the president-elect boarded a private plane bound for D.C.
You know, it's kind of emotional.
Tears streaming from his face, President-elect Biden bid farewell to his home state.
When I die, Delaware will be written on my heart.
Biden spoke from the Delaware National Guard building, named for his late son, Beau.
I only have one regret. He's not here. Because we should be introducing him as president.
It is Joe Biden who will take his oath here in this fortified city to become the 46th president of the United States. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Washington.
President Trump will not attend tomorrow's swearing-in. He plans to be in Mar-a-Lago, the private club he owns in Florida, by then.
We did what we came here to do, and so much more. This week, we inaugurate a new administration and pray for its success in keeping America safe and prosperous.
The White House releasing a videotaped farewell speech by President Trump. The National Guard has confirmed that 12 members have been removed from inauguration security duty. Two of them, the Guard says, may have ties to extremist groups. Stocks closed higher, the Dow up over 100 points and the NASDAQ gaining almost 200. You're listening to ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The KOMO Afternoon News.
KOMO News Time 302. Good afternoon. Clouds in a few clearing spots here. We have 46 in downtown Seattle. I'm Rick Van Sice. Elisa Jaffe with the day off, and here's what's happening.
I'm Ryan Harris. The governor's new order to get all COVID vaccines out within a week after they're received has left Snohomish County leaders with questions, including whether they can hold back second doses. County Executive Dave Summers says they could give at least 30,000 shots a week, but
I am frustrated that we're having to fight for extra doses.
And Summers says they don't even come close to meeting the county's capacity. This week's vaccine appointments are already full, and County Health says it can't schedule more until they know when they'll get more doses.
King County health leaders also joined the chorus of voices that say the biggest roadblock to getting more COVID vaccines in people's arms is a lack of supply. The county council put up a motion that calls for all of the county's resources to be used. County Health Director Patty Hayes says she's concerned that that will give the public a false perception that the department has more control when the state and feds are the ones in charge. Hayes also says that they're working every angle to break through any barriers and to make sure any gaps in the vaccination system are filled. Washington businesses would be allowed to skip phase one of the governor's reopening plan and move straight to phase two under a bill the state Senate will consider. Issaquah Democrat Mark Mullett is a co-sponsor.
We haven't had a chance to weigh in on that issue since the pandemic hit.
The bill would allow restaurants, gyms, movie theaters, and more to move to phase two, meaning they could reopen with protective measures in place at 25% capacity.
I'm Jeff Pogula. Republicans want to spend the state's rainy day fund on COVID relief.
We guard that fund quite jealously, but I struggle to imagine a time in which it's pouring more than it is right now.
Representative Drew Stokesbury says the money would be used for things like rental assistance and help for struggling businesses. Neither legislative Democrats or the governor's office has commented on the proposal.
I'm Sue Romero. The public got a chance to tell lawmakers what they think of a major climate proposal in Olympia. The bill proposes a cap and trade program for greenhouse gas emitters, which environmentalists like Iris Antman spoke out against.
These corporations would pay a price that's far too low and would then be allowed to continue polluting.
Energy companies like PSE and BP supported the bill.
Still to come on KOMO.
Restaurants plead, let us reopen. I'm Corwin Hake. Health experts say stay the course.
First, though, at 3:04, KOMO traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. And here's Curtis Calhoun.
Well, we continue to deal with a major accident in Linwood. This is southbound 5, just after 44th Avenue. A crash takes up the right lane stop and go from the 405 interchange, and it continues to build there. Also, southbound 5 at the West Seattle Bridge. Looks like we have a crash in the HOV lane. Looks like an earlier stall in Seattle. Northbound 5 at the Ship Canal Bridge has been cleared. Southbound 405 already stop and go out of downtown Bellevue towards Renton. Your next Como traffic at 314.
Time to talk about the weather. And here's Como meteorologist Kristen Clark.
Any lingering morning fog slowly clearing for most locations by mid-afternoon today. Looking at a dry evening for the commute and actually better visibility, too, for the drive time home. But heading into this evening, the clouds will begin to increase, especially across the northwest interior. That's where light showers will likely develop late tonight into early Wednesday morning. Anywhere from Everett, north into Bellingham, including the San Juan Islands and Washington's north coast. But everywhere else remaining dry and mostly cloudy into Wednesday. Following that is more showers on Thursday for more backyards here in western Washington. Turning colder soon thereafter with a chance of a rain-snow mix to impact the lowlands Sunday through Monday of next week. In the Como Weather Center, meteorologist Kristen Clark.
It's partly cloudy and 46 in downtown Seattle. Como News Time 3:05. Restaurant owners are pleading with state lawmakers to end pandemic-related closures and save their businesses. More from Como's Corwin Hake.
Schubert Ho is owner and chef at Salt and Iron in Edmonds.
This shutdown has deeply impacted our business.
He assures state senators reopening can be done safely. He did it before.
The 3 or 4 months in the summertime that we were serving customers at 50% capacity, not one server caught COVID.
Owners tell the Senate Business and Finance Committee they'd like an immediate move to allow reopening at 25% capacity. Lacey Fehrenbach, the state health department's COVID czar, says she gets it.
We want to reopen our economy as well.
But saving lives comes first.
The restrictions that we have put in place have made a difference.
Under the governor's plan, a region can qualify for phase two reopening if new COVID cases fall 10% over 2 weeks and the region's ICU beds are at less than 90% capacity. Corwin Hake, Como News.
State governments, including Washington's, are seeking immediate help from the incoming Biden administration to jumpstart their COVID-19 vaccination programs. Political science professor Ben Gaskins explains the federal government's role.
To provide more direction, more coordination, but ultimately more money and more vaccines as quickly as possible so that individuals and businesses and local governments can start to recover.
He says an important first step is to create a vaccine schedule to efficiently get supplies out to the states. The year of the coronavirus pandemic also saw more people in Washington state seeking health care coverage than ever before. Here's Como's Bill O'Neill with more.
The numbers show more than 2 million residents secured coverage through Washington's Health Plan Finder. The vast majority received free or low-cost Apple Health coverage. The rest enrolled in qualified health plans. Exchange CEO Pam McEwen says the numbers reflect the needs of people who lost their employer-sponsored health coverage due to the pandemic. The News Tribune reports December saw an average of 1,500 people per day enrolling in Apple Health. Bill O'Neill, Como News.
State lawmakers have agreed to further delay the plastic bag ban signed into law by Governor Inslee last March. Details from Como's Carlene Johnson.
It's been nearly a year since Governor Jay Inslee signed the bill into law aimed at reducing pollution from single-use plastic bags by establishing minimum state standards for their use.
Plastic bags are one of the most commonly littered items, and they often end up in the stomachs of fish and other sea life.
The law was set to take effect the first of this year, but the pandemic changed that, with manufacturers unable to keep up with demand for takeout bags and many stores not allowing people to bring in their own reusable bags. Catherine Holm with the Washington food industry.
If the bag ban took effect now, the vast majority of retailers would not be able to comply with the law, as there are not enough bags available.
So the House Energy and Environment Committee passed a bill this morning, 13-0, to delay implementation of the plastic bag ban until July the 1st. After that, it's bring your own bag or buy a paper bag, 8 cents for each one. Carlene Johnson, Como News.
A new study says Washington is one of the nation's worst states to drive in. The personal finance website WalletHub ranks our state as the third worst in the nation for drivers. The analysis found that Washington has the third highest gas prices in the nation and the eighth worst roads and ninth highest car theft rate. The only states with a worse rating than Washington, California, and Hawaii. Thurston County Sheriff Police Dog Arlo, who was shot last week during a police chase, is now back home. Veterinarians in Oregon performed multiple surgeries on Arlo. The chase happened last Wednesday night as deputies pursued an armed driver along I-5 south into Grand Mound. And in that chase, moments afterwards, a gunfire erupted. Both suspect and Arlo were wounded. Deputies say Arlo's injuries to his neck and shoulders will leave him with arthritis and thus will not be returning to active duty. Still to come on Como.
Are you missing smiles these days? I'm Brian Calvert with how your body language can make up for a covered mouth.
On a chilly January 19th, time to warm up with some Mariners baseball talk. And Como's Bill Swartz has more from the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk.
Oh, this time next month, Rick, the Seattle Mariners hope to be in Peoria in full spring training mode. GM Jerry DePoto planning for a return to a normal baseball schedule after coronavirus took away most of the 2020 season.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. With the public health and safety in mind, we are able to get there and watch players play. It'll be refreshing for all of us.
DePoto says the Mariners' plan is to continue playing the core nucleus of youngsters, and if they come close to a playoff spot or get in, that would be great for the organization. History to be made at Super Bowl 55, February 7, Sarah Thomas becomes the first woman to officiate an NFL championship game. Former Washington Husky head coach Steve Sarkisian coaxing a key member of the UW staff down to Texas. Pete Kwiatkowski will become the Longhorns defensive coordinator. 15 minutes away on Como News, with Trump National Bedminster off the table, could Sahali Country Club be a replacement course for the 2022 PGA Championship? Sports at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Swartz, Como News.
Como News time 3:11. Well, if you're missing seeing people's smiles these days, you're definitely not alone. Como's Brian Calvert asked an expert about ways to communicate emotion when half your face is covered.
A smile is one of the quickest ways to diffuse uneasiness, unsteadiness, or simply just being unsure about something or someone. Show of raised eyebrows here. Do you find yourself smiling when entering a room just to communicate a warm greeting and friendliness and openness? Yeah, wearing a mask stinks. I mean, how is everyone going to see your smile? Image consultant Michelle Charles Gustafson suggests moving your body a little bit.
Eyes, eyebrow, head tilts, nods. These gestures allow us to learn about other people and to connect with other people. And that connection is so important.
The science supports it.
93% of how we communicate ourselves is nonverbal.
Now, Michelle has heard it all. She recalls a story for CTV News.
One of my clients said to me recently, she doesn't like going to the grocery store anymore because she can't pass a smile or pass a worker and give that sense of connection to someone. It's a major deal.
It's the little things like a raised eyebrow that can actually really help.
And you can actually smile with your eyes. You can use those windows to soften, to pass something that feels like a smile, even if your mouth is covered.
The first step is to make sure you're aware what your face looks like when you do these gestures. I mean, if you've ever been accused of having a resting, unflattering term face, it might be a good idea to see yourself in a mask as others do.
No, it sounds weird. Get in the mirror and see what your face does.
Her suggestion, make an effort. Continue to smile behind that mask. And if you're doing it just right, your eyes and the rest of you will translate for you.
Soften your eyes to show compassion, head tilts to show understanding, even hand gestures when you need to. All of these are the things that build trust, connection, and rapport.
Brian Calvert, Como News.
Yes, it's always in the eyes and the voice. The Queen of Nashville turning 75 today, and she has one simple request for her special day. Country star Dolly Parton calling on people to be kind to one another on her birthday. She said in a tweet that it's not enough to hope for a brighter day, but people must learn to make every day brighter. She says love is more contagious than a virus and is calling on everyone to make sure that love doesn't get buried in a world of hurt and fear. From Dolly Parton on her 75th birthday today. Como News time 3:14. Como traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. Once again, here's Curtis Calhoun.
Looks like an earlier crash in South Seattle. Southbound 5 at the West Seattle Bridge has been cleared off to the shoulder, but stop-and-go action from about Roanoke Street. Also in Linwood, southbound 5 after 44th Avenue. Looks like we have a crash off to the shoulder now. All lanes are back open there. Southbound 167, already seeing the stop-and-go from about Ellingson Road into Sumner. In both directions of I-5, a little bit of off-and-on slowing through Tacoma. Your next Como traffic is at 324.
Let's try to cop the weather now. Looking outside, we do see some increasing clouds, and that'll be the forecast overnight. Clouds and then fog first thing tomorrow morning. Overnight lows will be in the 30s. Tomorrow, morning fog and mostly cloudy through the day. It'll stay dry, though, with highs in the upper 40s. Thursday, a little change on the way. There is a chance of rain, especially in the morning, and we'll have highs in the middle 40s, so gradually cooling down. And still the possibility of a rain and snow mix Sunday night into Monday. We'll keep a close watch on that. It's 46 in downtown Seattle. Como News Time, 3:15.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Northwest's only 24-hour news station. Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
I'm Rick Van Sice, Elisa Jaffe with The Day Off, our editor, Jeremy Grader, and with technical director duties, it's Bill O'Neill. President-elect Joe Biden preparing to deliver a speech tonight in honor of Americans who lost their lives due to the coronavirus. Biden and his wife Jill arrived in D.C. earlier, where they will stay the night across the street from the White House. You'll hear more of his remarks throughout the afternoon here on Como. Reports from an independent agency say a Seattle police officer who threw a tear gas canister that hit a reporter and other officers who threw blast balls that hit individuals during last summer's Black Lives Matter protests violated policies. The Office of Police Accountability received more than 19,000 complaints, but SPD says so far no officers have been disciplined. Donald Trump wrapping up his final day as president. ABC News chief White House correspondent Jonathan Carl has a look back at Trump's 4 years in office.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
In his first act as president, Donald Trump delivered the darkest and most ominous and inaugural address in American history.
This American carnage stops right here and stops right now.
The carnage would come, and it would be brought on in large measure by Trump himself.
You'll never take back our country with weakness.
Democracy assaulted, the Capitol invaded by followers of a president who refused to admit he lost. There were successes, 3 justices to the Supreme Court, a legacy that will last long after Trump is gone, 3 years of economic prosperity, a record-setting stock market, and he brokered historic deals to normalize relations between Israel and 4 Arab countries. There were bold moves, as when he shocked the world by meeting one-on-one with dictator Kim Jong-un, even becoming the first president to step foot in North Korea. His White House was anything but stable. At home, the man who promised to hire the best people churned through top advisors at a record rate. 4 chiefs of staff, 4 national security advisors, 4 press secretaries, 4 defense secretaries, and on and on. Among the very few advisors who made it through his entire term were family members, daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared. Many of those who were fired or quit trashed the president they served, calling him undisciplined, stunningly uninformed, lacking mature leadership.
You will not replace us!
It was a presidency littered with low points. Reaction to the deadly protest led by white supremacists in Charlottesville, Virginia.
But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
The separation of children from their parents on the Mexican border. A relationship with Vladimir Putin so close it mystified his own advisors, especially when he said he believed Putin over U.S. intelligence on election interference.
President Putin, he just said it's not Russia. I will say this, I don't see any reason why it would be.
He was ultimately impeached for allegedly trying to get another foreign leader, Ukraine's president, to interfere in another presidential election by withholding military aid to get dirt on the Bidens. But the darkest moments of the Trump presidency came in 2020, including his response to the killing of George Floyd. When protesters were forcefully removed so Trump could hold a photo op in front of St. John's Church.
Thank you very much, everybody.
When the COVID-19 pandemic hit, he minimized the threat.
This is a flu. It's going to disappear. One day it's like a miracle. It will disappear.
But it was later revealed Trump knew the truth. He had even told Bob Woodward.
I wanted to always play it down.
It was perhaps the most damaging lie of a presidency filled with lies.
Why did you lie to the American people, and why should we trust what you have to say
Such
now?
A terrible question, and the phraseology, I didn't lie.
Trump himself was infected by COVID-19, returning from the hospital in a made-for-TV moment where he ripped off his mask. Nearly 400,000 Americans so far killed by the virus.
They are dying. That's true. And it is what it is.
With the virus raging, Trump campaigned hard for re-election.
That is a lot of people here today.
At 2:30 in the morning on election night, he made it clear he'd never accept defeat.
Frankly, we did win this election.
Even after dozens of failed court challenges and his own attorney general declared no widespread election fraud, Trump refused to give in.
We will never give up. We will never concede.
Trump's rage became his supporters' rage. A riot on the Capitol and a first-ever second impeachment of an American president.
The look back there from ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Carl. Our coverage begins early tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock on Como News as President Trump leaves Washington, D.C. A full coverage of the inauguration, the oath, and the inaugural speech from Joe Biden tomorrow as well, right here on Como News. It is 3:20. Ben Chimchesko now with your Como Propel Insurance Money Update.
Netflix is out with quarterly earnings that were a bit below analyst expectations, but its global paid subscriber additions were well above projections, and the streaming giant's shares are soaring in after-hours trading. The holiday-shortened week on Wall Street got off to a positive start. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 116 points today, the S&P 500 gained 30, and the NASDAQ Composite jumped 198. Microsoft has entered into a partnership with General Motors and its majority-owned autonomous car unit, Cruise, to accelerate the commercialization of self-driving vehicles. The tech giant will join GM, Honda, and other institutional investors in a combined new equity investment of more than $2 billion, bringing the valuation of Cruise to $30 billion. GM shares today soared 9.75% on the news. That's Your Money Now. I'm Jim Chesko, Como News.
And get your money news on Como at 20 and 50 past every hour. Traffic and weather coming up, and then could the PGA Championship be coming here soon? We'll talk more about that with Bill Swartz next.
Como Radio News. Stay connected, stay informed, and check back 2, 3, 4 times a day for the news that affects you, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s. The Northwest News Station. This is Como News.